Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Daf Mem Beis. A third of the way down, Tana Rabbanon, Ochlo Av Shana Vaben Shtayim. If the father was maxing in the karak and was echel to Paris for a year, and the son for 2 years, or Av Shtayim Vaben Shana, or Av Shana Vaben Shana Valekeach Shana, Harei Zu Chazok. That has a din of Chazok. The Gemara says, "Lememer the lekeach is the kola. If a person buys it as a koil, and therefore it's chazak or a minu." The Gemara asks from Fakert, "When the case with the ma'ara switches, ochlo b'fnei av shana b'fnei ben shtayim, or b'fnei av shtayim b'fnei ben shana b'fnei av shana b'fnei ben shana, or b'fnei lekeach shana harezu chazaka. V'isal kedayetach lekeach is the kola. If lekeach has a koil, so ain lo kamachol gedel mezu. Over here, where the ma'ara was meicher, that should be a macha." And where it says, "Amar Papa Kitanya, even Meches Adoyis of Stam." It's talking about Meches Adoyis of Stam. Really, Lekeach has a kola. Why isn't it considered a macha, the lekicha of the Lekeach when a ben? Because it's talking about it was Meches Adoyis of Stam. In Toysis Mavur, the data that it says in the Braisa that Ochle Bifneo Av Shona and Bifneha Ben Shtayim is talking about a ben that's a godol bizman misas oviv. And the Gavi, that it says, Ochlo Av Shona Vaben Shtayim, over here we find a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Tayim Vedit in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis writes that cotton ain't like chazaka. And the Magid Mishnah says that that's only where the cotton was machzik all Gimel Shonim. But if it was Hechzik Ha'av Shana, if the father was Eichel for 1 year, and then afterwards, Achrav Hechzik Ha'ben Shtayim, and then afterwards the Ben was Machzik for 2 years, Havi Chazaka Afilo Ha'ben Ha'yikotan. Then it is a Chazaka even if the Ben was a Kotan. And the Ramban, Rajman, the Ram, they bring Yeshem Farshim that over here we're talking about the Ben was a Godel, not a Ben Kotan at all, because since, like the Sefer, so the ratio also is talking about a Ben Godel, not a Ben Kotan, because since Macho is in order that the Machzik should be Nizah Bishtaroi, and if he's not going to be Nizah in the Shtar, it's a Reyes of Ach Bishtarcha, so over here, it must be talking about the Afka Godel, because even if you're going to make a Macho in the Kotan, he's not going to be Yodea Lizar Bishtar, he doesn't know how to be careful with the Shtar, so the Ma'ar is not going to be Choshish to be Meicha. And the Mele, there's no Chazaka Bechlal, because if there's no Macho, there's no Chazaka. So that's why it has to be speaking about Dafka Godel, where there's a reason to be Meicha, and if he was not Meicha, there'll be a Chazaka. The Ramban, Rashi, and the Ran argue, and they hold, that if a cotton is machzik, all Gimel Shonin, then Itaka does have Chazaka. And not like the way they bring from the Yesh Mefarshim, that it's Dafka Godel has Chazaka, but a cotton has no Chazaka at all. And the Ramban explains that sad. What's the svar in the Rishayim that hold that a cotton can have a chazaka? I lechird if the machoy is in order to say a tain of ach vishtarcha on a cotton, there's no tain of ach vishtarcha. He's not careful with his star. So the Murakami could say, that's why I wasn't meicha and a male. If there's no machoy, there should be no chazaka. So the Ramban is mevayer, and the famous sheet of the Ramban, which we spoke about many times in previous shiurim, is that because the yisoid of macho is not just that the machzik should be nizan the shtar, the ikar yisoid and reason for macho is in order to take away the raya from the shtikas habaylim. If the Bailam sees Yo'echa Peres and is not Meicha, that is Yo'echa that there was a Mechira. Because the Teva Adam is not to be Shoysik, not to be quiet when he sees an outside person eating his Peres of his field. This Raya, B'dloy Micha Ma'ar, from the fact that the Ma'ar was not Meicha, it's a Raya that wasn't Mechira, you also have, even if a Katan is being Machzik. It's just that Toich Gimel Shanim, we say to the Machzik, Ach Vishtarcha. And after Gimel Shanim, since a person usually is not careful with the Shtar more than 3 years, so that Taina of Ach Vishtarcha is not a Taina. And we say that it must be that the Shtika of the Murakama is a Raya that he sold it. So a Kolponim, whether it's a Gadol, whether it's a Katan, is a Raya from the Shtika of the Murakama that there was a Mechira. The only reason why we don't say right away there's a chazaka is because of the taina of ach v'ishtarcha, which is stronger than just the raya from the shtikas hama'ar. And meila by a cotton where there's no taina of ach v'ishtarcha l'chayra, there should be also it also makes sense to say there's a chazaka is a raya from the marakabe shtika. But the Ramban asks, it's true that there's no chila between a gadol and cotton inside the raya midloy micha ma'ar, but there should be an afkamina legabi the length of the chazaka, because we just explained that the only reason why you have to have 3 years for chazaka is although there's a raya right away with lemicha ma'ar, but because there's a taina of achvi shtarcha. There's a taina, where was your shtar? Tech gimel shanim, a magzik doesn't lose his shtar. That taina doesn't apply to a katan, because a katan anyway would lose his shtar. So ibazoi, so why don't we say by a katan there should be a chazak in less than gimel shanim? Since there's no taina, there's no reyes of achvi shtarcha, so why don't we say that by a katan the chazak is immediate? The Rabban answers, because we can't say that, because then it would come out that somebody's ein bei das, a cotton that has no das, is marviach. And we don't find that a cotton that has no das should marviach only because of this, because of the fact that he's, and some because of his chaser das, he should be better off than somebody who has das, somebody who is a gadol. Usually we see it the other way around, that because he's chaser das, because he's a cotton, he doesn't have in laban eden, you know, he just loses, not that he gains. The stipel and many achrayim ask, "What's pshat the kavanas Ramban? If that's the din taka that he should have a chazok in miyad midloy micha hamaar, so why do we say that just because he's a katan he can't be marviach? The din is that as soon as the marakama is not meicher, there's a raya that the karka was there was a mechira on the karka. The only reason why a gadol doesn't have chazok in miyad is because the tainan on him vachvishtarcha. But by a katan there's no tainan vachvishtarcha, so why isn't there a chazoka right away? It's true there." Tvoz takem mevayer, it's takem aloy plug rabbanon. And the Nesivus also in Simekuf Mem Dal Sifkot and Gimel also learns in the Kavanas and Rabban that it's a gather of loy plug. We're not mafchali between a gadol and a katan. But in the Svaras Advarim, why should we say that a katan should be different than a gadol? What is there a svarati mechalik to say that there should be also you also require 3 years by a katan if there's no tain of achvish darcha? The Kils Yankim and Simi Yud Ches Ois Ches and Ruvain and Simi Yud Aleph explain the way we mentioned their shita earlier, that even according to the Ramban, that say that there's a raya miyam and loimicha ma'arer, but the Chacham still said that the chazaka is only achikim oshanim. Teichim oshanim is no chazaka because the raya is achvishtarcha. And the Mela, since it's a reyes of Ach Vishtorcha, Tech Gimel Shonim, so the Bailam is not choshish to be Meicha right away. So although it really would start off to say that there would be a Chazokim Miyad, Midloy Micha, Me'ar Miyad, and there should be a Chocha right away. But since we wait 3 years, because otherwise the Tain of Ach Vishtorcha, so since the Marakama knows that, so therefore that's why it's not Meicha, so there's Takin Lamaisa Noe Chocha only from Shtika of Gimel Shonim. So what was the Ramban's kash? The Ramban's kash is, why weren't they misakein a chazaka by a katan miyad? Because l'maisa, by a katan, there is no tain of ach v'shtorcha. So that Ramban answered the chobah, not wanting misakein for somebody who's ein le'das, yoyisim mashatiknu avur ben das. They don't want misakein for a katan that doesn't have das, more than somebody who has ben das. But that would require a separate takanas chazal. Kapon, we had already mentioned in previous shiurim that the difference is how to learn the Ramban. The Ktzais learns the Ramban that it's a din deiraisa, it's right, mishtikas habaylim. And from the fact that the Ramban says, Kotin lechazoka teich gimel shanim, no yishnap maviach, that's mashmas takonin. The Ramban is meir. Lamaisa, the Ktzais learns in the Ramban that there's a raya from the shtika right away, just the taina fakir of achvi shtorcha. But it would be a din deiraisa. The Ktzais personally himself learns and means from other rishayim that the whole gather of cheses gimel Shanim is only a takanas chazal. Remeir Simcha and the Chidushim and Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph Ois Dalid says a nafkamina between the Mahalach of the Ramban that the Rai of the Chazok is midlay micha ma'arer to the Ktzais's Mahalach that is of takanas Rabbanon in whether or not the machzik in the karka for Gimel Shanim has to make a shvuas heses. And this we find the Machlekes Rishayim and Daf Lam and Gimel Amud Aleph. The sheet of the Rishbam is that he's not mechuyev to make a shvua, and the sheet of Tais and the Rosh and Simi Yud Zayin is that he's mechuyev to make a shvua. So the Rameh Simcha wants to say that according to the Svar of the Ramban, that there's a raya mitzad the shtika of the ma'arer, that midloy micha ma'arer miyad, immediately there's a raya that there was a mechira, the mele, there's no suffix over here. So the mazik doesn't have to swear a shvuas heses. And that would be pshat in those Rishayim that you don't have to swear a shvuas heses. But the fida svar of the Ktzai said it's the konas chazal, the teves halakucha is because normally a person loses his shtar only after 3 years. So therefore, after 3 years, already after misakim cheskes gimel shanim, but it's still a suffik. But it's possible to be mevar, you have to be mevar. And therefore, that would explain the shita of the teves and the rosh, then you mechuyev to make a shvuas heses. But you could ask that the mekuyosiv in the beginning of the perek brings b'shem ben yoina that if the ma'ar makes a machol kedin, even if the edema made that the macha was not ba la'azni ha-marzik, that means the marzik did not hear the macha, it still has a din of macha, and the chazak is batal. As long as he was made a macha kedin, hagam the marzik didn't hear, the din is that the macha is a good macha, and the chazak is batal. And the Mukiyasev explains the reason, we brought this down in previous shurim also, because since the marzik is zeich in the chazaka, with that the marzik should have made a macha, and it was not meicha, so we have a riot, there was a mechira. So that means the din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is midlamicha ma'ar. And the fact that he wasn't meicha, there's a haichach and a raya that there was a mechira. But if he was meicha kedin, so there's no raya. If there's no raya, the male does not help anymore the chazaka. Interesting, the stipler in Simen Yud Ches asks that the Ketzayis himself also brings it, the word in the Muki Yosef, that the din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is takanas chazal. But this the Muki Yosef that says that it's, if the macho was kedin, even if the mazik didn't hear, it's a good macho, that lecher is going to tzitz Ramban, that the yisrael of chazaki is because of a raya mishtika samar. So how do the two mukiyesu shtim? The stipler wants to say that the ikedin chazaki is really a takonis chazal. And the reason why the masaki chesis gimel shonim is because a person loses his star after 3 years. So to protect him, they made a din chazaka, and after 3 years, it's considered the mazik based on the chesis gimel shonim. But Zok the Stipler, that this Takanas Chazal is not like every Takanas Rabbanon, that even after the Mesakin remains with Rabbanon, it only helps between Hefker Bez and Hefker. Over here, after the Takanas Chazal of Cheses Gimel Shonim, that the Mazik should be Nevin without a Raya, in Mele it's not possible to say that the Baum should be quiet. Because why would the Baum be quiet? They know that after 3 years he's going to have a Cheses Gimel Shonim. Everybody knows Takanas Chazal, the Ach Gimel Shonim, a person's in the field, it's going to be his. He's going to win. He's going to win the court case. So why were you quiet? From the fact that the Marakama now was Shaisik, now we have a real riot that there was a Mechira. So Mamela, when he was Meichik Kedin, even though the Macho was not Magil, Ozni Amazik, the Mais has no riot from the Shtik Zabayim, so then there's no Chazaka. That means it comes out that even though the Yisayt of the Chazaka is Tachanas Chazal, but the Mais of the Chazaka is a din that mitzad lemich ama'ar. And if you could be say so that lemich ama'ar by making a macho, even though the mafzik didn't hear, then it would be considered a macho. If he said, the Muki Yosef is geshmak, the tune of Muki Yosef shtim. Beside that din, the Muki Yosef holds that the Cheses Gimel Shonim is takonis chazal, is the takonis rabbanon, the toivas ha-machzik. But lemaisa, since there is such a takana, the Marakama should have made a macho. From the fact that the Marakama did not make a macho, now we do have a ichocha that it was a mechira. Once we have a ichocha, it was a mechira, so now the chazok is mikra din. The male is Dr. Meni Yainer, early in the beginning of the parak, that if the Marakama makes a macho in a oif kedin, even though the machzik didn't hear, now we don't have that ichocha anymore. Once we don't have that ichocha anymore, the chazok is already not a chazok kedin. Mefizeh, you could say that even according to the Ktzayis and Muki Yosef, that the din of Cheses Gimel Shonim is Takanas Chazal, but there's no Chiyuv Shvuas Heses. Why? Because after the Takanas Chazal, now we talk have a Raya Meshtikas HaBailam. So if you have a Raya Meshtikas HaBailam, now it's Beteres Vadai. It belongs to the Machzik. Why was the Bailam not Meicha? Bemis the Shara Mishpat and Simen Kuf Mem, Sivkot and Gimel, Taka says that after the Takanas Chazal, it's Chozo HaRaya Lias Raya Filim in HaTorah. Now the Raya Midlay Micha Ma'ar is Taka Raya even on the level of Midoy Raisa, and would help even Linyan get. Memela, there's no way to explain that you can't use this to explain the Machayik Zvishayim, the Gabishwa Sessis, because even if you're old as the Kanz Chazal, there's still Mokim to say that there is no Shvua Sessis. Let's move on now to the Mishnah. It says, Ha'umnin va'shutvin va'risin va'petrofsin einlem chazaka. Ha'umnin, a shutv, and a petrofis, there's no din chazaka. And the reason why there's no din chazaka, because we're not, the Rishbam learns, we're not talking about Cheses Gimel Shonim. We're talking about Stam Umin, he says, not Shaykh, only by Metaltalin. And Cheses Gimel Shonim only said by Karka, not by Metaltalin. By Metaltalin, the rule is, somebody's a Mukzik and somebody else's Chayfit, even for a short amount of time, we say that he has a Raya, that he is the Bible, that's the Yisoid of Cheses Metaltalin. Uman does not have that chazaka. Why does Uman Taka not have that chazaka? So we explained in previous shurim also that the yisayit of Cheskas Metaltlin is based on a raya and a yichocha that you're the bailim. What's the raya and the yichocha that you're the bailim if you're holding it, holding the chayfitz? Because the klal is achzuki inish begavi loy mechazkinon. We don't assume that a person took it begneva. And Mela, if he didn't take the chayfitz begneva, how does he have the chayfitz? It must be that it was sold to him or was given to him as a gift. And that's the raya of Cheskes Metaltlin. That raya takes effect immediately. So, Vemela, by an Uman, Ein Lo Chazaka. Why? Because by an Uman, we could be Taila that he has the Chefetz in order to fix it, in order to correct it, in order to improve it. And that is no raya. The fact is holding the Chefetz, Mela is not a raya at all to his Bailas. He doesn't have a Cheskes Metaltlin. In a normal case, you could be Nema to Tain Lekuchi Biyadi. But an Uman is taken not Nema to say Lekuchi Biyadi. And so too is the same story by Goydris. Goydris don't have a chazaka because there's no raya from the Tvisa, because it's possible they came on their own to your Rishus. And not only by Goydris, but we find in the Gemara in Shavuos that even Dvar Mahasuin Lahashalu Lahaskir, any item which is normally lent out or rented out, it's mitochen that it came to your hands, Ayidei She'elo, or Ayidei Schiris. And if we can explain that it came to your hands, Ayidei She'elo, or Ayidei Schiris, then there is no din of Cheskes Metaltlin, because we have no Hechacha from your Tvisa that you are the Bailam. Ben Yehuda says, "Mefurish like this in Daf Mem Hey, the Maschal Ro that Kelim Shein Asuin LaAsh LaHaskir is Neman to Tain LeKuchim Biyadi, and even if there will be Edim that it was originally belonged to the Marakama, because the Tfis is a Raya that it came to you B'Teras Mekach again, like the Gemara says, he says Dachzukinish Beganvi Loi Mechazkina. So we see the Cheskes Metaltlin is Gebayt on this Chazaka, and by Uman which does not have this Chazaka, he does not have Cheskes Metaltlin, and that's what the Mishnah means that a Umnin Ein Lohem Chazaka, referring to Cheskes Metaltlin." We had mentioned, I believe, that the Kovitz Shurim and other Achrayim ask in the Yisrael of Chesed and Metaltlin, why do you have to have a Yichach and a Raya from the Tvisa? L'chayr, even in Mimachim, there's no Yichach and there's no Raya, you are the Muzik. Isn't there a klal that a Maitzi Mechaveir of a Raya, you can't be Maitzi from a Muzik Misafik? And L'chayr, a Muzik is better than a Marakama. So the Mela, if a Muzik is better than a Marakama, like we see, than a Marakama, like we see in the Gemara in Bamatziah Daf Kuf, that by, if we find by Machle Par Bachamar, if we find the Vlad is by one person's Rishus, he's the Bailim, because he's a Muzik, and he might see in Memenim Misafik, so why do we have to come on to Echach of Achzukin Shmegavalim Echazkinon and build a whole din of Chesed Metaltalin? Just say the fact that he's a Muzik, automatically it belongs to him. So Rabbi Chanan explains, and he says that the din of Mugzik is only the Mokim where there's a Safik Lifoneinu. If you have a Safik, like the case of Mach Bar B'chamar, which you don't know when it gave birth, there's a Be'etzim, a Safik, so over there we say, leave the Chayfitz by the Mugzik. We don't need more than Etzim Tfisa. We don't have to have a Yichocha of Achzukin Shmegam Ve'lein Mechazkinon. But by a Chayfitz, which once belonged to Reuven, and now belongs to Shimon, it's Bayad Shimon, that's not called the moment of Mutl B'Safik. That's not even a Dror D'Maina. Now, we assume it belongs to the Marakama. We assume it belongs to the Marakama. Avada Mugzik is not going to help to be Maitzi that Chayfetz from the Marakama. In Mach Lepar B'Chamar, Agam is a Marakama, but there's a Leidas HaSafik. We know for sure that there was a exchange, there was a Kinyan Chalipin, and the Shaili is, when was the baby born? But maybe in the case of a real Safik, and a Dror D'Maina, we say, we leave it by the Mugzik. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about that we know it belonged to a Marakam. We know who it originally belonged to, and now the Uman is holding it, and he's claiming Kuchi Biyadi. We can't just say that it should be his because Ein Maitziyah Misafik, we leave it with the Muchzik. Because Avada, in this case, it's not a moment of Mutal Bisafik. El Amai, we should say that it belongs to you because you have a Echocha that you're the Bailim, the Din of Cheses Metaltim, which is Gebait on the Echocha of Achzukin, Shbegamelim, Mechazkinon, that we already explained that Uman does not have that Chazaka. And that Haychacha. Then, as we had already mentioned earlier in Shurim, that the Rav Tali learns that even the Chazaka of Achzukin Shbegamelim Chazkinon is not a Haychacha and a Raya Gemura. It's a Haychacha Ktsas. It creates and shafs a Chaloi Sofik. And if it shafs a Chaloi Sofik, now Sofik ain't might see him Yodah because he's the Muzik. And it brings Rayas. And maybe you could learn in our Gemara Mishnah also that Uman does not have that Chazaka because he does not even have that Haychacha Ktsas to create a Sofik. And Uman, there's no Sofik who is the Bailam. The Bailam is the one, the Marakama. You're claiming the Kuchi Biyodin and Yatofus, but it has to be a Scholas HaSafik is only Gebayt on a little bit of Haychacha Achzukin Shmegamelim Chazkinon. There's a reason why you're holding it. But if we know why you're holding it because you're an Uman, or Dvarim Sheina, Dvarim Asuin Lash Laskin, or by Goydris, where they don't have that Eichacha, so you don't even have a Suffing, you can't even Paskin to leave it by the Muzik. From the Ari Shein that Amashma, that Bechesin the Taltlin, the reason why we say you the Bailam is not because the Tvisa is a Rai that it's your Chayfetz. But even in a case where there's no Rai from the Tvisa, it's still Nemon to say Lekucha Hi Biyadi. What's the riot? Is Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel and Shavuos Nachman Vav Mebeis that by Dvarim Asuyin Lahashil Ulahaskir, objects that are normally lent out and rented out, you are neman to say lekuchenim biyadi. You are neman to say. It's only the reis that we say over there in the Gemara. You're not neman is where you hit min kalim when you hide the kalim tas begadav, and the balbai is not also limker kalif. Over there you say that they're not neman say lekuchenim biyadi. But in regular dvar masin laash laaskir, you still would have a din that you could say lekuchenim biyadi, and obviously dvar masin laash laaskir there's no raya from your tefisa. It's definitely very possible, if not 100%, that it came to you aide sheila schiris. And the chayr it's muach from this Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel that the side of Chesed Metalton is not because there's a Raya and a Yechocha from your Tvisa. The Iker Tam is because you're not Moitzi Miyodi because he's the Muchzik. Rabbeinu Chananel says like they have a Feirish in Shavuos. He says, Leitem Boch and Nimtzis Deiche Klal Godel Bedin HaMoitzi Mechavei Al V'Raya. So you see that it's Bedin Muchzik and HaMoitzi Mechavei Al V'Raya. Now even though somebody who's Teifis HaChevitz from his friend Bifnei Edim is Moitzi Miyodi and he has no Din Muchzik, because that's because we saw him being Teifis at Big Zeli, has no Din Muchzik. But in the case we did not see how he got the Chevitz, and now he's holding it, and it's talking that it came to his hands a day that he was kind of the chayfitz, so then his tfisa helps and he has a din muhzik. But this would present a problem in our Mishnah, because till now we explained the yisayid of chesed metaltlin is either it's completely based on a yichach and a raya from your tfisa, because achzukin is begamin in the chazkinon, and that doesn't apply to uman, because uman is comparable to dvar masuin lahashal haskir. We could explain him holding the chayfitz differently, or we said from Reb Naftali that at least the a chazaka and the echacha from his tvis of achzukin shmegavalim v'chazkinon creates a suffix, and then we leave it by the muhzik. Mashen kemayin uman, it doesn't even create a suffix. But if you're telling me now that from Beinu Chananel and Rashi that even without any echacha at all or any raya from the tvisa, we are not moitzit from the muhzik, and that's nin of chesed metaltan, and even by dvar masuyin lahashil lahaskir, we would still say in neman to say the kuchi biyadi because you are tafus. So ibazai, what does the Mishnah mean that uman ain loy chazaka? L'chayra, we have to answer and say that uman is ain loy chazaka because he does not have a din of a muhzik. That means we are toila that he's holding the chayfitz for the bailin that gave it to him to fix or to improve or to make better. And since he's holding it for the bailin, it's begether that the bailin is a muhzik and not the uman. By Goydris also we'd have to say that since they walk everywhere, the one who's holding or it's in his possession these animals is not a muhzik at all. We are toila was yotzim yaleim reshus bailim and nichnas l'shusay, and memela he's not a muhzik bichlal. Them is the tumim in siminayim beis if katan lamed ches says that by Goydris, even if the muhzik would have a migu that he could tain as ein biyadi, but still he's not nemon because the migu lahaitzi. That means that who is the muhzik? The original bailim. It's Eimed Bechesk Sabailim, and the one who has the goydris is a moitzi. And Gabi Uman will say the same thing, that even though we have a migo v'lahadam, he's not neman, it's a migo l'hoitzi, because the chayfetz that's by the uman is really becheskas bal habayis. If the chayfetz is becheskas bal habayis, so then the uman is not a muhzik bichlal. If he's not a muhzik bichlal, that would explain why we say uman ein loy chazaka. Now the Rambam in Perek Ches Mechastayim in Alocha Teh says that the din of Kelim Masuyin Lahash Lahaskir is not talking about Stam Kelim that are roy to lend out. It's talking about Dafka Kelim that the Iker Asiya of these Kelim are Lahashal Ulahaskir, to lend out or to rent out. That means they were not originally meant to be used by the Balabais in his house. They were meant to be lent out to others. They were created and formed for that reason. But Stam Kelim, even though Stam Kelim are Ru'uyin Lahashal, but still there is a din Chazak on Stam Kelim. L'chayr it's Tzarech Bir, because like we asked before, there's no haychacha from the tfisa. Titoch and they were borrowed. So what's pshat in the Rambam? That the Rambam says that Rustam Kalim, even though they're royal hashil ulahaskir, they would have a din of cheskes metaltalin. And only Kalim that were created specifically for the purpose of lending out don't have a chazaka. L'chayra, you can say in the Rambam also that he holds that the Sayyid of Chesed Metalton is also not machbas, just the Hechach and the Raya. But like we're explaining, that's midin muhzik. But by Dvar Ma'im de Mitchilas Asiyasan, something which originally was only created and formed or fashioned to be able to lend out, then the one who's holding is not called a muhzik, because with Taylor the stomach, the Bailam lent it, he's machzik for a Bailam. This Cheftz of such a Keli is always Bershus HaBailam. This Keli is not sold. This Keli is lent out. So Mamela, if we find this Keli by somebody else other than the Marakama, we don't say that he has a din muhzik. We say that this Keli really is the Bailams. And the Bailam is the Muchzik. And the Mele, there's no Din Chesem Metaltlin. But otherwise, you can have a Din Chesem Metaltlin, although there is a Svara that maybe was lent out, still there's a Din of Chesem Metaltlin. We find similarly a Svara like this in the Shach, in Simen Kufla Megimel, Sivkot Yud Gimel, and also in the Tum in Simen Tzadik, Sivkot Zayin, that the reason why Dvorim, Hoasuyin Lahashil, Ulahaskir, think objects that are normally lent out or rented out, the Bailam is believed to say, Genuvim he biyodcha, with amigo that the shulim he biyodcha, it's not called amigo lahoitzi, because it's not, why it's not called a moitzi? Because becheskes ha-bailim, and the tov is not called a muhzik. So although we would say, Rabbi Nachman argues that Tvar Masuyin lahash la'atzkir is not beches ha-bailim, but the svara is there. The svara is that something which is a vadai, almost a vadai, that it's still by the bailim, and it's only lent out or rented out, the bailim could say, the genuvim he biyodcha, they're stolen, and amigo that I could have said, the shulim he biyodcha. Why isn't that amigo lahoitzi? You might say the other person's holding it because it's not becheskas the one who's holding it. It's becheskas habaylam. The tofus is not called a muhzik. In the similar, we could say pshat in the Ram in the same way that the Ram holds that by kalim, even though they are lent out, they're ruin lahashil, but the muhzik is not the one who's tofus. The muhzik is the original baylam. In cases in Kalim which are made specifically to be lent out, over there the Muxik is the original Bailim and not the Tofus. Mashenk and Kalim, which are royal Hashel, Taki would have Chazaka. Rabbaran, in the Mishnah Rabbaran, Hichel Shchein, in Perik Beis, Aloch Yudalit, in Ha'oris, Taka learns the Rabbin like this, that the Yisayt HaDover is that it is Din of Chesem Metalton, mitzad that the Bailim, that you are muhzik in the chayfetz. That's alone a raya that you're the bailim. It's only in cases where the keli was specifically made to lend out or to be rented out that over there we say you're not a muhzik bichlal. Why you're not a muhzik bichlal? Because these kelim are viewed as if they are birshus habailim. The fizeh, to summarize, we really have two or three ways to explain the din of the Mishnah, why umen ein lechazaka, there's no din of chesed metaltlin. If the aside, number one, if the aside of Chesed Metaltlin is a chacha from Yotfisa, because Achzukin is Megavan Lechazginon, we can explain the Mishnah that Uman Ein Lechazaki does not have that a chacha. If the aside, second way is if the aside of Chesed Metaltlin is that a chacha from Yotfisa creates a suffix and maybe we leave it by the Muzik, we could say that Uman does not have a chazaka because there's no a chacha from his Tfisa to even create a suffix. And the third way we're learning in the Rambam and the Rebbeinu Chananel and Rashi and Shavuos is that no, it has nothing to do with Eichocha, it has to do with Muchzik. But in order to have the din of Chesed Metaltlin, the Tofus has to have a din Muchzik. Masha'en Kein, like the Rambam's case, something which is specifically made Lahaskir, something specifically made to lend out, or Rebbeinu Chananel with its case over there where Hitman Kein Tatz Begodov, in certain instances, the Bailam remained the Muchzik. If the Bailam remained the Muchzik, Marakam remains the Muchzik, so the Tofus is not a muhzik bechlal, and he doesn't have chesem etaltan. And male, that's the third way to learn the Mishnah, that a woman ain't like chazaka, because the tofus that he is does not give him a din of muhzik. The muhzik is really the bailim or rishainim. The marakama is still considered the one who has a din chazaka in this chayfetz. Like the Lashna Mishnah, uman ain't loy chazaka. Let us bring out a few important points on the Mishnah. Number one, we mentioned that the Rishbam learns the Mishnah that we're not discussing Cheskas Gimel Shonim of Karkois. We're talking about Cheskas Metaltlin where the Chazaka is Miyad. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says that we're talking about even a Uman in Karka. And the Nesivis in Simen Kuf Mem Tes, Sivkot Yud Gimel's Ma'ir, that Lechera Cheskas Karkois is Idea Achilas Peres. He says, "V'chivnei sheyard l'sakein nitin l'rishus lechel peres," because he went down to fix this the land. Therefore, he has a din of achilas peres. But the Rama in Oishei says that the Mishnah is talking about a woman that's machzin the karka. For example, a banoy, a builder, that's living in the karka, and he's baina an aliyah. We have the same aura that the chayr, the ishtamshus of the karka, is the achilas peres. So where is the chazaka? A second important nekuda is that it says ein lem chazaka. What about if the bailim do not taina that he gave the chavis through Uma to fix, but the bailim taina that he gave the chavis through Uman, he lent it to him? Are the bailim neman to say that he lent it to the Uman with a migu that he could have said he gave it to him to misaken? L'chayr, that the Mishnah says Uman ein lem chazaka is where the Marakam is claiming that he's an Uman. He has it for tikkun. He has it to fix. and not that he borrowed it. If you would say he borrowed it, if it's not a dvar masuin la'ash la'askir l'chayri, should it be able to be nema to say l'kuchi biyadi? But the Marakama has a migu that he could have said that it was b'teiras uman. So is the Marakama believed or not? L'chayri, we'll see, maybe this is totally in two terutzim, and the toys is laid in dafnun beis and beis that argue by dvar masuin la'ash la'askir, if you nema to say gnuva and a migu of shulim. L'chayri over here, it would be the same thing. You never to say that it was a uman, that it was b'teiras tikkun, he gave it to b'teiras tikkun, b'teiras she'elah b'migu, that he could have said that it was b'teiras tikkun. Another important point is that the Ktsoi says in Simekuf Lam and Gimel Sevkot Aleph that a cotton does not have cheskas metaltolin. And the Ktsoi says, why? Because it's a chazoka she'eni motaina. But Rabbeinu Yoina says, nafchav chesem abeis, that chesem metaltolin does not require b'chlal a taina. It's not doimit the karkois. Doesn't help. You have to, we learned in Daf Mem Aleph, Chazoka has to have Dafka Taina. Metalton, you're a Muxik. It's already left there. You're Shusa the Rishon. You don't need a Taina. Karkas Beches Baleo in Medes. Also, Metalton has a Rayach. Zukinj Begamlim Chazkinon. Lechaira. And it's only this Svar of Achzukinj Begamlim Chazkinon is only by Metalton, that a person is not of a Chutzim to take the Chavis out of somebody else's Rishus and doesn't require a Taina. Karkas, you're talking that he's there in Karkas Havera, and therefore he needs a Taina. But I'll call upon him, so then by cotton also, we should be Shayach at least, then Ches is Metalton. And another R is that the Rishbam says that Ein Lev Chazoki says, Stam Lekech Metalton Lechaver Blei Edim Hukaina Uvaloi Shtar. A person's Lekech Metalton from his friend, it's without Edim and it's without a Shtar. Which Lechair is Mavur that if there would be a Shtar in Metalton, then he wouldn't be believed. Because there would be a tain on him of Achvi Shtarcha. And Achvi Shtarcha will be stronger than even the Cheskas Metaltlin. Stam Lekeach has Cheskas Metaltlin. He has a Raya. And there's no what, there's no Edim, and there's no Shtar, but it's okay. The fact that you're a Muxing, you're Tofus, it's a Raya that you're the Bailam. Achzukin, Shmegavlim, Achazkinon. But let's say there was a Shtar in the Metaltlin. It's Mashma that there will be a Taina now of Achvi Shtarcha, because where's your Shtar? And that Taina of Achvi Shtarcha would taka be stronger than the din of Ches Metaltlin, and the Muxik would not be Nemon unless he would bring the Shtar. L'chayra. The Ktzais asks on Simon Kuflam and Hasev Cotton Bays, and that the Gemara says in Aflam involved that Evid Cotton has a Chazokel altar. An Evid Cotton, which does not have the Chisarn of Gaidres, because he can't walk there by himself, is a Chazokel immediately. So the Ktzais asks, by Avodin is a Shtar. So why don't you say, Achvi Shtorcha? By an Evid Cotton, which does not have a din of Gaidres, how could I have a Chazokel Miyad? L'chayr, there's a Shtar. Once it's a Shtar, there should be a Taina of Achvi Shtorcha. And on that, the Achreinim, B'chashmol, Simchavav, and other Achreinim say that the only in Cheskas Karkois, it helps, it doesn't, Cheskas Karkois does not help, connect the Taina of Achvi Shtarcha. But Cheskas Metaltlin does help, even negative the Taina of Achvi Shtarcha. So that means that Cheskas Metaltlin, there's no chisarn of not producing the Shtar. So if Cheskas Metaltlin is no chisarn of producing the shtar, and the, over there by Evid Katan, the Ktzais himself says the Chazaka of Iman Leminashi Bro is stronger than the Reis of Achvi Shtarcha. So by Uman also, even if they would write a shtar, the Ches Metaltlin is stronger than the Reis of Achvi Shtarcha. But from the Rashbam by us, we see clearly that by Metaltlin also there would be Chisarin of Achvi Shtarcha. That if there were, even though you have a Ches Metaltlin, but if it's written with a Shtar, if there's a Shtar involved, then you take have to produce the Shtar. If you don't produce the Shtar, there'll be a Reisa in your Chazaka. The Mishnah says, V'aputrofin ein lam Chazaka. Rabbeinu Gershon learns that it's speaking about an apotrophis on Nichse Yisayimim. And so the Rambam also in Pirush Mishnayos Mefarish Apotrofsim, like the normal way we understand Apotrofsim, it's a manager on the property of the Yisayimim. But the Ritva and the Tos is written, Islam Medalid, they're asked that even somebody else that's not an apotrophis cannot be machzik minichze yisayim. It says in Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yitzayin, on Beis, ain't machzikim minichze katan. So why Davka are we talking about the nichze yisayim? And even not an apotrophis can't be machzik minichze yisayim, the nichze katan. Therefore, the Rishonim learned that we're not talking about an apotrophis and nichzi yisayimim. We're talking about it's not a person that was reman an apotrophis on his nechasim to be menal his asokim and a melech. That person also has no chazaka. The Rambam in Hilchos Tevim and Itin Perik Yud Gimel Alocha Zayin and Shulchan Aruch Tzim Mekuf Mem Tes Siv Chav Tes bring down the halacha both by an apotrophis for yisayimim and also for an apotrophis on nichzi atzmai.
And Shulchan Aruch says, "L'gavin apetrofis and nixi yisaimim." It's talking about they became older and they let him remain an apetrofis, and they were machzik lachashe godlu. And the Sma over there explains that an odem achad that was machzik lachashe godlu is taka chazaka. It's only somebody who's an apetrofis himself does not have a chazaka. In the end of the Mishnah, it says, "Av menayse matana." If you lock it, God will make a fence or parts breakthrough a breach, make a breach. That is a kinyan in the karka, and that has din chazaka. And this kinyan, this chazaka that we're talking about, is talking about to be able to be kaina. These chazakas is a kinyan, a chazaka. When we know karka is nicknamed the keser star uve chazaka, what is kinyan chazaka that can be kinyan a karka? Noal, godar, and poratz. The Rama in Ois Vav asks that why does the Tana not mention olekeach karka mechaveri? That's kinyan a kinyan chazaka. Why does the Mishnah only say noisein matana v'achin shecholku or machzik v'nichzei gager? There, noal godar poretz is a kinyan chazaka. What about somebody who buys a field? Somebody who buys a field could be kind of the bikarka, bikesef shtar or chazaka. Mention the lekeach soda that the chazaka is noal godar poretz. The Russian Simon Nun Tes also asked this kasha. The Rama answers that by mechira you're not kind of with kinyan chazaka until you give money. That's mevur in the Gemara in Kiddushin of Chavav, that a shtar is not kaina till you give damim, till you pay. So to kinyan chazaka is not kaina because there's no smichas das until you give money. And the Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Tzadik Aleph brings from the Tshuvas of Rashba, that is mechia from the Gemara of Metzia in Zainam Abayz, that just like a shtar is not kaina unless you pay money, hu adin, you're not kaina with a kinyan sudar or chazaka unless you pay money. So in Mele, it's very geschmack. And our Mishnah doesn't want to mention the case of lekeach karka, that the kinyan chazaka is no gadol poratz, because kinyan chazaka alone is not sufficient. You have to have nesinas kesef. But the Shita of the Magen Mishnah, Nuchs Mechira, Perik Alf, Locha Chof, and the Rashba later, Nafn Beis Mabez, says that a Kinyan Chazok is Koina, feel without Kesef. And Be'emes, it's a Shulchan Aruch. In the end of Seif Simon, in Seif Simon, the end of Kuf Tzadik Beis, it says that it brings a Machlaikis. Yeshurim, the Gamma Chazok, Likona, Chitin Domim, some hold that Chazok, you're not kain until you pay. Also, you give money. And the Raivit holds that by chazaka, with the no god of parts, if you go into the land itself, l'cher yekaina even went out on a sinas damin. The Rashba says a different shot why our Mishnah doesn't mention the lekeach karka mechaveri. Not like the Rama says, because lekeach karka mechaveri bikini chazok, it doesn't work until you have an asinas damim. Really, it could be working without an asinas damim. But the reason why it said the case of Nais and Matano, these three, or Achen Shecholko, Machzim, and Nirzi Ager, is because in these three cases, it's a Urche, it's normal to be Kain Mechazaka. By a Mecher, it's not the normal way to be Kain Mechazaka. The stomach of Mecher is not going to give you Rishus to make a Kinyan Chazaka until you pay. And once you pay, you're ready Kain with Kinyan Kesef. So the Mishnah wants to say a case where you have to come on to the Kinyan of Chazaka of Nol Gadol Uparetz. And where do you have to come on to such a Kinyan where it's not Negea Domim? It's not Negea Domim by these three cases. Nais and Matana, there's no Domim involved. Achin Shecholku, they split the Yerusha. There's no dumim involved. And Machzim Nechzi Ager, which is a Hefker, there's no dumim, there's no money involved. So the way you're going to be Zeich in the Karka is through Chazaka. And the Mishnah explains to us the Kinyan Chazaka is Aydin Noal Godar U Porat, which is the Kinyan Chazaka. But the case of Lekeach is normally associated with dumim. Be'etzim Zahara, why did the Mishnah say this din over here? L'chur is not Negeil to the din of Chesed Gimel Shanim. So Ulai could say that it wants to teach us that a recent in Shutvin or Kainim Chazaka. What the Havmin would have been, just like there's no Cheses Gimel Shanim, by a recent in Shutvin, because the Chazaka is not a riot there, the Bailim, maybe there would not be a Kinyan Chazaka either, because that wouldn't show any Bailis, because they are Oris or Shutif. Kamash Mlon, they got to be Kinyan Chazaka, they're Kainim like everybody else. And therefore, the mission over here ends and mentions that they could be kinda through Noal God of Poretz. It is a kinyan chazaka. Hagam, they don't have the show of Bailis or the Raya, their Bailim of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Gemara on Amud Bey says, Avu de Shmuel Velevi Tanu Shutuf Ein Le Chazaka Vikolshkein Uman. A Shutuf doesn't have a chazaka like a Shmuel Tani Uman Ein Le Chazaka, Avu Shutuf Yesh Le Chazaka. And the Gemara says, "Az Shmuel Taimei." And the Gemara continues to go back and forth. What's the halacha of a shutuf? In the etzem statement of the Gemara that shutuf ein lechazaka, the kolshkein uman has no chazaka. L'chayri k'mo'erer, l'fide Rashbam, that uman has no chazaka means that he has no cheskas metaltalin. L'chayri, it's not a comparison to a shutuf. A shutuf, we're talking about cheskas karkois. So why is it a kavachayri from a shutuf? It's possible that chazaka in mamin is stronger than chazaka in karka. So it could be that uman, that even though he doesn't have a cheskas karkois, but could be has a cheskas mamin. What's the kalvachomer? L'chayr, one has nothing to do with the other. One is cheskas metaltlin, and one is chazokin karkois. It's not a kolshke. Well, Efshe, we could say the shaykhis is because the soid of cheskas gimel shanim is gebayt on a raya med loimicha bayal manachilas peris. But be soidai, I day the gimel shanim, he has a din mugzik in the karka. So if he has a din mugzik in the karka, so in Mela, you could say that you compare one to the other. If a shutim ein lechazok in karka, he does not a din mugzik, a kolshken uman also is not a mugzik. The Gemara continues and asks on the tzad that Shmuel said a shutiv has a chazaka. Miyomah Shmuel shutiv yesh le chazaka. Vomah Shmuel shutiv ki yoyred b'shuz dami. Shmuel, a shutiv has a din like a yoyred. Lav lememer, the shutiv ain't le chazaka. Pashit's coming to teach us that shutiv has no chazaka. What did Shmuel mean when he said shutiv is ki yoyred b'shuz dami? What does it mean he's like a yoyred? So in here we find two shitas in the Rishonim. What does it mean that shutiv considered like a yoyred b'shuz? The Rashbam says that it means that it's as if he gave him permission, he gave his friend permission and Rishus to be instead of him. And in Mele, he has a din of a Yerid Mamish. And the Ritva explains in the Sheets of Rashbam that Daiti Dahochi Nishtatfu, that was their intention when they originally became partners. Shiash Biach Kolechot Birshus Gemura. Each one, she Mashbiach, the other one's Chelik, together, with complete permission. Oy Bazoi. It has a din like a yerid b'shus legamri, and therefore that's why the Rashbam explains that yodai al yoina. What yodai al yoina means that if the expenses are more than the shvach, more than the gains, more than the increase in value, he's able to take the yitzia because yodai al yoina has a din of a yerid mamish. The Ritva and the Ran and the Muki Yosef bring Meshein the Ra'ah a different malach in the Gemara. That it doesn't mean yerid mamish. It's not considered a yerid b'shus gomer, as if the Baal told him to go in. It's just that he has reshus leirid. He has permission. Memele, if the yitzia is more than the expenses are more than the shvach, all he gets is the yitzia kashir shvach. Because only by yerid b'shus gomer he takes the whole hitzah because shtuchusayika of the because he's if considered like a shliach. He's not mamish a yerid b'shus. The fizeh, with that the Gemara says that ki yerid b'shus, it doesn't mean a yerid b'shus. It's like the chofa dimyan ki yerid b'shus. It's only like a yerid b'shus linyan that the shvach is yes al yitzia, you'll take the shvach. But it doesn't mean that you're mamish a yerid b'shus. You're not exactly a yerid b'shus. The Ramo and Simen Kufayin Ches Sif Gimel Paskins that the halach is that you're not mamish a yerid b'shus. It's ki yerid b'shus. It's not shlichusayik of it, and you won't get the. It's not yodi al yoyin a mamish. And the Sman Simen Kufayin Ches over there and Sif Katan Dalit says that's meduit loshn of Shmuel Taka. He said ki yerid b'shus. He didn't say he's a yerid b'shus mamish. In the Chuvas Arosh and Klal Tzadik Aleph, Sif Aleph, he explains the tam of a shutif that's ki yoyred b'shus, and his lashon is, mishum de lashbiach chelke hu yoyred, he's going down there to mashbiach the other person's chelik, ve'ein chelke mevuror, it's not clear that tzorach lashbiach hakel. So in other words, since it's not clear which is your chelik, which is his chelik, he has to make everything better. That means he only has reshus levered. It's not that he's mamish a shliach to go ahead and improve it. And the Lashon of the Mordechai also is in Baba Kama Simen Kuf Samech Zayin that kiven shahaya shutif loyoya tzarech litel reshus mechaveroi. Since he's a partner, he doesn't have to ask permission, which means that he has a right to go ahead and improve the land. But not that he was sent directly to improve the land. So he's not a yoyred birshus, not a yoyred mamish, he's ki yoyred birshus. He's like a yoyred, but not a yoyred mamish. In the Gemara's Kasha, Mi Omar Shmuel, Shutif Yesh Lechazaka, Va Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says shutif kiyarid b'shus dami, and the Gemara understood that shutif kiyarid b'shus dami means lav lememer the shutif ein loy chazaka. It's mashman that shutif has no chazaka, and mele it's a kasha. How could you say that Shmuel says shutif yesh loy chazaka? Tosfos asks that minole. How does the Gemara know to medayik that to say that Shmuel holds ein loy chazaka? Maybe when he said that shutif is kiyarid b'shus, he meant that he's noitel b'shvach hamigil ksofim, like the Gemara says later that that's what shutif kiyarid b'shus means. Elamai, you'll say it's mashma that bechol inyan is medame a shutif to an oris. Maybe he meant like other arisim, which has chazaka, not like arisi bati ovis. In other words, Tais is asking that how does the Gemara know to ask that when Shmuel says shutif ein chazaka, I'm sorry, when Shmuel says shutif yerik and shustam, he means to say that shutif ein chazaka, maybe the kavana of Shmuel was only to say that it has a din of an oris. Elamai, you'll tell me that an oris doesn't have chazaka like it says in the Mishnah. That's only an arisi bati ovis, but maybe his din is like a stam oris, which has a chazaka. Now the Marasha and the Maram ask on Taisviz, why didn't Tais ask Bipshitus? That what's the Gemara's Kashim Yom Shmuel Shutiv Yeshli Chazaka, Hama Shmuel Shutiv Yeshustami? Let him say, let Tais ask, name the Kavana Shmuel is that Shmuel Shutiv is Kistam Oris, Shiyar Bishus, Yeshli Chazaka. Maybe Shmuel, when he said Shutiv is Kiyar Bishus, he means like Kistam Oris. So the Marasha and the Maram explain that since in the Mishnah it says Oris Ein Lechazaka, and doesn't say beforeish in the Mishnah that it's speaking about Arisi Bati Ovois, that type of an Oris, but a regular Oris Yesh Lechazaka, so then L'chayr, when Shmuel says the din of Shutiv is Oris, he meant the din that it says in the Mishnah of Oris, which is Ein Lechazaka. So that's why the Gemara understood that Shutiv is Kiyarid Bishus. What does that mean? Shutiv is like an Oris, like the din of the Mishnah of an Oris, that Oris Ein Lechazaka. And therefore, Tais asked that maybe Shmuel is only coming to tell us a Chiddush, not Legabi Chazaka at all. That only that shutiv is noita like an oris. I, why do you say a loshen that it's daimon to an oris, which is mashma that it's daimon gansen to an oris, even legabi chazaka? So for that, you could say, no, it is daimon to an oris, legabi chazaka, like a stam oris, which has chazaka. But the ikinakuda of Taisvah's kasha is that maybe Shmuel, when he said shutiv's kier b'shus, is not that he was comparing a shutiv to an oris, legabi chazaka. He was comparing a shutiv to an oris, legabi the halacha that is noitel k'oris. And agav, it's also like an oris legabi chazaka. And chazaka, we mean a regular oris which has chazaka. Taisis blives by akasha. The Gemara in the Maskana says that Omer Rav Nachman of Rabba Ravua, loy marsh noitel b'shvach ha-megiya l'ksofim b'soda she'en ha-suy elita, k'soda ha-suy elita. That he meant the chiddush was that he's noitel b'shvach like an oris in a sod in a shvach megil ksof, which the Rishbam taiches means peiros that are gemurim in a sod that's not a suilita, the same way that he would take in a sod a suilita, which means that yodoy al hol yaina. Tosfos argues in the Rishbam, and Tosfos learns that shvach megil ksof does not mean peiros gemurim. It means that pears that are not yet gemurim, pears that are on their way to become gemurim but not fully ripe. And Tais asks on the Rashbam that why does it have to say that it's noitel b'shvach hamagia l'ksofim? If it means pears gemurim, should have just said that it's noitel b'soda she'en asuyalita kasuyalita, which means it has a din of an oris. On this, the Ramban is mevar the kavanah of the Rashbam. The Ramban says that we're talking about pears that were gil l'ksofim at the time that it was yared l'soda. And a yer shle b'shus, even a sodo asuyalita, could say that any tzara la susecha, I don't need yarisus because they're oimimli tolish. Right away, they're ready. They're ready to be plucked, to be picked. I don't need your work. But a yer b'shus is noitel because l'mais, it still needs the karka. In other words, we're talking about pears that are not gemurim mamish. It still needs the karka, but in a sense, I don't need you. I don't need the oris. And therefore, a Yair B'shus could take because he's Tzrich in the Karka, and that's the Chiddush of Shmuel that he said that he's Neitel B'shvach Magil K'sofim B'soda She'en Asu Yelita K'soda Asu Yelita. He meant to say that in these Peiris that are Magil K'sofim, that means that they need the field but they don't need the Oris, he still has a right in it because it's like a Yair B'shus. The fee says Miyush Tesis Kasha because you have to mechadish that it's odif from a yerid shlei b'shus to a soda asuyalita. In a soda asuyalita, if it's a yerid shlei b'shus, you won't take it if you don't need the oris's work. So you wouldn't be able to get a chelik. But over here he will because I have a locha like a soda asuyalita. Tesis asks on Rashi that if shmach magil ksofim mean anovim that are ruinly botzer means ripe fruit, so then how could the Gemara say in Bamatzia and Daftesvavim and Beis that Shmuel was goyve for Balchoy Bishmacha Magil Iksofim? Lechair Balchoy could only collect from the karka, cannot collect from the Taltlin, and once it's cut off the Paris, they consider metaltlin. Also, if they're not necessary, they don't need the ground anymore, they're ready to be harvested, l'chayr, they have a loch of pears, and they're not considered a karaka, and how could Shmuel say that they are bal chayv could be given from them? So Taisus answers, Taisus says, it's not a kash on Rashi, because Rashi didn't mean to say pears gemur and mamish, he meant kolaymar kol davash is soifuli tolish, eventually it's going to be cut down, going pagin oy boiser. And the Maram explains that the kavan of Tosus is l'gabi gvias bal choyv. L'gabi gvias bal choyv, he can only collect from shvach magil ksofim. That means those peiros that are almost ripe. They're safely tolish, and the reason why I call magil ksofim because they're eventually going to be carried al hakosev. But it's not mamish peiros gemurim. But legabe our din, a shutiv is noito b'shvach magil ksofim, so the Maram understood that that's posh that he takes kedin oris, even in peiros gemurim that are even in libotzer, even in completely ripe fruits. That's not like we said from the Ramban, that the Ramban says in the Shittas Rashbam that it's only b'oifen that you need the karka and now you're able to take those peiros. But the peiros which do not need the karka at all, even the Rashbam will be maskim in even an hour Gemara that you won't, the oris is not going to be able to take those peiros. But it's not like the way the Maram understood in Tosfos. Tosfos brings also from Rabbeinu Tam a different pshat in Shvach Magil Ksofim. The Magil Ksofim means something that's bo al yedei teirich, something that takes effort to cultivate. And it brings a rai from Gemara Bo Basud of Kufla Medal Medaliv. We have somebody dies and he leaves over two sons, Moshe, Reuven, and Shimon. And Reuven said, a third person comes along and says, or Reuven says about a third person that Ze'achi, this is my brother. And he's not Nemon to say that it's his brother to split the Yerusha in three parts. So what happens? Half the Yerusha goes to Shimon, and the half that goes to Reuven, since Reuven himself said he has another brother, it's Aloch is Yitol Imoy Bechelkoy. This new brother takes a chelik in what Reuven himself yashins, in Reuven's half. But the Aloch is that Mace, if let's say this new, so to speak, this brother that Reuven claimed as a brother died, so Yachzir Nechasim Lim Kaimam, then the Chasim go back to Reuven, to the brother that said that he has another brother, he goes to him. Menaf Loy Nechasim Malkim Acher, if this new brother inherits other Nechasim, so the halacha is Yirshu Echav Imay. The brother, the other brother also inherits together with him. Because since the Reuven claims that he's a brother, so now not only he could get that chelik in this what he claimed as a brother that died, that yarshins him, but also Shimon also gets a chelik. And the Gemara over there declares that by Shmach Sheshavchu Nechasim Yaleim, what happens if the property or the piece of land that Reuven had given this brother that he claims, the one who claims a brother, he gave him a piece of land, and then he dies, do we split that or not? So the Gemara says, B'shvach Magil Ksofim Leitiboy Elochol. B'shvach Magil Ksofim is not a Shaila. Chinoflu Malkim Achidom. It's as if he inherited from somewhere else. And Amil Avada, they split it. Kitiboy Elo B'shvach She'ena Magil Ksofim. The Shaila is B'shvach She'ena Magil Ksofim. And the Gemara explains, like Dikla Va'olam. Dikla became bigger. Or Aramaska Shirtin. Which is Mashma that Eina Magil Ksofim is Bome Elov. And Shvach Magil Ksofim is not Bome Elov. In other words, Taisvis's Kasha is, and the way the Masho explains, that it's only a Kasha on Rashi, it's not a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shvach Megil Ksofim means peiros that you matriach. In such a thing, peiros you matriach, the shvach that was created by the ach, which is the suffix, is like bo nechasim mokim acher, and that shvach which we consider like bo nechasim mokim acher, because he was matriach to create that shvach, the achim will take with him. But peiros that grew by themselves, Bamez is not called like bo mokim acher, and male, the achim will not take a chelik with him. And the Chazinish adds a beer in Chayshimish with Simon Tezvav, the Maskel Venira. He says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Agilik Sofim is Aydei Teirach, so the brothers will split because they also have a right in that Shvach. They have a right in that Shvach because it's like Nechasim Boim Lachamikan, it's like Nui Nechasim. Ah, you'll tell me that they were mashbiach, their own nechasim. So the half that they received, their mashbiach, that should be considered their shvach. That should be connected the shvach that this person was mashbiach and the nechasim that was given to the suffik. So the chaznish explains, no, because their own chelik, they themselves were mashbiach. They put effort into it. That's why they have a right to have it. So and now there came new shvach from the nechasim of the suffik. That should be split. But according to Rashi, the shvach magil suffik means shvach to memela. So why is the din yitlu ach and imay? L'chayr, they have their own shvach to memela from their own karka. So why should they get a chelik in the shvach of the nechasim of the suffik? And Taisus answers, and Taisus says that the reason why they get it is because they are matriach. L'chayr, it's not true according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, shvach, we're talking about shvach to memela, shvach without any tirch at all. So the Chazanish says that Taisus, when he says that they're matriach, he means it's lav dafka, heim torchu. The kavana is that the reason why the other brother keeps his shvach is that it's his nechasim, so minadin is zeich in his shvach. And now he's going to get a chelik in the shvach of the nechsei suffik. In other words, only the gabi, the guf hasod that was given to the suffik, we say that goes back to the brother that claimed he was a brother. But anything else besides the guf hasod, including the shvach, and even if the shvach was melan, that also is split between the two brothers, l'shitas Rashi. Very interesting is that the Ramah in Simon Resh Pei Sif Beis Paskins, it's really Beis Yosef Hashem the Ramah, that if what was given to the brother who's a suffik is not anymore be'en, it's just money, so then it doesn't go back to the brother gave it to him. The both brothers split it between them. Like any nechasim that is nafloi malkim acher, just like we're saying that whatever the suffik inherits, and then if the suffik dies, that land is split between the two brothers. So too, legabe any money that's by that suffik, which is not ben. In other words, if the karka was given to the suffik, is still here. So that karka goes back to the brother that claimed that he was a brother, and only to the vat to him, and not to both achim. But if it's not ben, so then it's split between both achim. The Maisa, the Rishim Shkop, and Shar Yosh, and Shar Hei, is Perkid Aleph, is Ma'ir, that in our, the Yad Ramah that we have, on Bob Basra, we see that the Ramah says exactly Fakert, from the Ramah. The Ramah quotes it, B'Shem the Ramah, it says B'Shem Ramah, but it's exactly the opposite now, and our Ramah. And the Rishim Shkop is afraid to be Saisa, Divri Ramah. The Chazanish says Taka the Ramah is Daitel Hepech from what the Ramah says, but the Psak of the Ramah is still Emes, is Moshe Emes, Teirasi Emes. Because the Maiseh, it's Mukhm Tais by us that the Achim Achaylik in all the Nechasim of the Suffolk, except for the Karka itself, that the Suffolk was Mekabel. So Be'etzim, you see this Psak in our Taisris, that the land itself, the Karka itself, that the Suffolk received from the brother that claimed that he was a brother, if the suffik dies, that goes back to the that one brother, and it's not split. That karka atzma shekibul ha-suffik goes to that one brother. But anything else, including the shvach, and it's considered like nechasim boim me'alem, like nechasim that are coming from out mevakim acher, and all of that the achim split. So the Ramah's psak is that if the karka itself was not here, then they split between the two achim. Lachar, it's the same as a shvach to memelo. It's same as any nechasim that come me'alma with the same thing if the karka itself is not ben. So then even though the Ramah Taka doesn't say it, but the psak of the Ramah is as a mekor in our Taisvis, that the achma cholik and all the nechasim of the suffik except for the karka atzma that the suffik was mekabel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.